I want to talk about DNA, fertility, and children with you today, and it's going to be kind of a crash course. DNA, of course, is at the center of every cell of every living thing, and it is absolutely essential to life. And what we are going to show you is that that radiation from your phone and these towers, even though it has no power, has the ability to affect DNA. And it works not through power, but through the pulse. The erratic pulse is what makes the difference. And I think the industry would be wise to understand that there are biological effects and stop insisting that because it's very low power, it can have no biological effects. That is scientific nonsense at this time. This is a study that was done in 1994. I've written a book called Disconnect, The Truth About Cell Phone Radiation, and in that book, I document what happened when this study was produced. The scientists were charged with fraud. Public relations groups were hired to try to discredit them. The study was replicated in an attempt to try to show it couldn't be replicated, and when that failed, they then played war games on the science. All of that is documented. It's now long past 1994. We now have additional data showing the same things, namely that the DNA that is exposed in the bottom level there starts to degrade. It develops a tail. The basic nucleotides that hold it together start to disintegrate. And nowadays, we can measure it with computers. Back then, we just looked at these pictures, and you can see brain damage from microwave radiation at low power. I want to make sure you understand, it's not the power, it's the pulse. It's the erratic, irregular pulse that Mr. Bathgate talked about. It's that pulse going much more than six times a day, going with a mesh network, you bring it all together, and that you may have the unlucky smart meter that tells you everybody else's, and it's going. And our cells, and especially our brains, don't like that kind of constant chatter, unless you're going to a rock concert. And then you get hearing loss and other problems if you do it too often, all right? So the wonderful thing about our bodies is that we have DNA, and our DNA can be repaired. That's a natural part of life, is that DNA does have repair processes. When you're young and you're healthy and you're eating well and you live in a beautiful place, you have the capacity to be exposed to sunlight and oxygen, which can damage your DNA, by the way, just sunlight and oxygen. And your DNA will repair that damage. But studies have shown consistently that you can get damage to the DNA inside the brain of animals tested under those clear experimental conditions that Dr. Melnick just told you about. And in fact, the study that he described of the National Toxicology Program confirmed again in 2018 what was first showed in 1994, what was showed in 2004 with the Reflex Project in the European Union, namely that you get DNA damage into the brain from exposure to weakly powered microwave radiation. And by the way, to invoke the tower workers and the fact that they're healthy is very misleading, because nobody works on a tower unless it's turned off. I mean, you can't. If you do, which happens occasionally, your organs can be fried and serious damage has been known to occur. The major risk to tower workers is death from falling. And these guys are adrenaline junkies anyhow. I assume, Mr. Bathgate, you're no longer climbing towers. But when you did, it's a dangerous thing. There's no question. And they have a high rate of death. It is the most deadly occupation in the United States, according to statistics from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. So they don't live long enough to get cancer. All right. Now let's talk about the brain. The brain I just showed you, that was the brain of the rat. This is giving you some animation about how fast the brain grows. At birth, it's a clump of cells in the first few weeks, just a clump of cells at the tip of a bunch of neurons, and by birth, it is a third the size of the adult brain and really over 100 billion neurons. And at age two, in the first 2 years of life, the toddler brain is 80% that of the adult. It's quite amazing how fast it can grow. The faster things grow, the greater the chance mistakes can be made. I gave a TEDx talk. You can find where I go into this in more detail. It's available again on our website at ehtrust.org. But the bottom line measure, thing to keep in mind, is that the brain is one of the fastest growing organs in the human body, and the brain of children needs protection. As my colleagues, Drs. Melnick and Miller, have told you, the skull of a child is thinner, the brain contains more fluid, they're much more vulnerable to exposures and to mistakes being made. Just think of this. Try to say, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, and say it faster and faster and faster until you're going to sound like Peter Piper. The point being, the faster things go, the greater mistakes can be made. And we have to be mindful of that when it comes to protecting our children today from something that we now know can cause DNA damage as well as cancer in the long term. Now, the effects of this constant exposure from cell phones is evident in extensive scientific studies that confirm damage to children. We are, in fact, experimenting on children. It is unethical, but that is what we are doing. And here is just one study showing significant impairment of memory in young teens with those who have recorded using phones the most, according to data obtained from their records of using their phones. So there were records made available, which we don't get in the United States, by the way. This study was done in Switzerland. We can't get data to do these kinds of studies in the US. There are no studies underway in the United States. I think that's appalling. You and your children and grandchildren are in the midst of the largest uncontrolled experiment in human history. That is what is going on. But we do know enough to take more precautions. And as my colleague, Dr. Miller, said, we have agreed that the concept of a LARA, as low as reasonably achievable, is what we should be applying to these devices and to our schools. Now, I'm going to just briefly mention to you that, of course, we're not exposed to microwave radiation in isolation. There's interactions that take place. And one study, among, again, many, found that children with attention deficit disorder had a much higher risk of this if they also were exposed to lead and microwave radiation. That is to say, there is an interaction between these things. There's an interaction. We are all exposed to toxic agents. It's part of life today. And if, in fact, microwave radiation increases the toxicity of any chemical in your body, that's a problem. Now, the flip side of this is that microwave radiation is being used in medicine to treat cancer and indeed to find it. We know many things that can treat cancer that can also cause it, like tamoxifen, which is great for breast cancer, but it does have a slight increase in risk of other cancers, and that's why you have to be monitored for liver cancer if you've been on tamoxifen for any length of time. So we know that there are interactions that take place, and again, multiple studies have shown this in animals and some in humans. So I want to bring to your attention that not only is the brain affected, but the highest exposures that we have to humans take place in the testis and the penis, which, being fat, will absorb the most radiation of all. Keeping a phone in the pocket causes damage to sperm quality and quantity. And that is why the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic say, if you want to have a healthy child, get the phone off your body. That is why the state of California has advised get the phone off the body. You will hear more from my colleagues about other international and national developments. California, Connecticut, the state of Maryland have all said keep phones off of children's bodies for sure, but all of us should keep it off our bodies. This is a study that was done with a laptop placed on petri dishes of human sperm with no heat, clearly showing an increase in DNA damage to the sperm. Sperm and brain are fast and fatty and fragile. And that is why we have to take special precautions in protecting them.